This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. We will get to it here in just a second as I await Leroy to come back from his empanada eating, which is what he's got going on right now.
I told him we're coming back, and he went straight for another empanada.
Well, understandable, dude. They got Asia Wilson on right now on ESPN's First Take.
She had a big night.
She continues to put forth monster number. Did you see did you watch any of Team USA's broadcast yesterday, Dan Day, at all? Were you up? It was up late, but Grant Hill joined the broadcast at one point, and Gus Johnson was yelling at him for not having Caitlin Clark on the Olympic roster, and he goes, I'm in charge of the men's roster. Why are you yelling at me? He goes, I just wanted to point it out.
Talk to somebody.
make some of this happen. But before Team USA went out there and kicked Canada's ass in a rough shooting game, the Summer League was introduced to a new star, Keyshawn Johnson, undrafted from the Arizona Wildcats. Two-way contract for the Miami Heat. He is teammates and best friends with Pelle Larsson, Heat's second-round pick. Although I was watching an adorable thing yesterday, Leroy. They did a Know Your Best Friend on the Heat's Instagram. And they asked where he was. They asked Keyshawn, "Hey, where's Pelle? Where was he born?" He goes, "No, it was Sweden." He goes, "Stockton," because he's from Cali. He goes, "It's Stockholm." But anyway, Keyshawn Johnson after his big performance, pretty close.
Wait, he had to say the city?
Yes.
Who says that?
Well, I mean, you know.
Oh, let me ask you. Where was Jovic born?
In Serbia. Actually, no, he was born in London, England. I apologize.
No, but okay.
But he was born in
what
London.
City?
London.
Okay.
That's the city. You're welcome. Here was Keyshawn. He was on the ESPN headset afterwards and really gave a great interview after his great performance.
Man, just perseverance. Perseverance, just believing that the game wasn't over. You know, we got to get base hits. Basketball, everybody go on runs. You know, we just got to get base hits and try to come out with the win, you know.
Keyshawn, Gary St. Jean here. And you probably can't hear me because your entire family is across the court jumping up and down, loving it. That'd be a great thing for you to play in this game. Man. Having all your family here. What a great sight.
For sure. For sure. No, all credit to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know, allowed me to be here. I wasn't drafted, but Miami Heat, they chose me. They bet on me, you know. I feel like I'm a Heat culture guy, you know, and I just want to display that as I go on this court. You know, it's always been a dream to play in the Chase Center now, but I grew up with the Oracle Arena and everything, you know.
The old days.
So, yeah, just a blessing to be here, especially for my family to see me. I just hope I'm motivating people. That's it.
Keyshawn, well, you know, you're headed to Vegas, and I really like your game, your body, your strength, your competitiveness, your versatility in your game. I know a lot of the Miami Heat guys, and you're their kind of guy. You just keep playing the way you're playing, being physical, being aggressive. Good things are going to happen for you, my man.
That's love. That's love. Appreciate it. I'm excited to head into Vegas, you know, being at San Diego State for 4 years. You know, that was our home. That was our home. We won a lot of championships in Vegas, you know, being at McHale North, they call it, Arizona. So, you know, I'm excited to go into Vegas and with my new teammates, you know, my new family.
Well, Keyshawn, one more question for you, because you got better game by game by game here. What has led to your increased success here at Chase Center at the California Classic?
Man, the opportunity, you know. First of all, my faith in God and pushing, the opportunity that the coaches is giving me, the trust that the coaches is giving me, and just trying to do my job. You know, I don't want to go off the box. I know my role, you know, and I just want to perfect that. I just want to be the best player for the team, you know, whatever it takes to win. You know, they threw me out there at the small ball five, you know, just trying to execute everything and every chance I get.
Wow. That's Goosey's, dude. That's Goosey's.
It doesn't take
I'm happy long. For him.
No, I'm happy for him, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's weird when you see a guy with that amount of ability, how does he go undrafted?
I don't know. I mean, like, I never know what to believe with GMs, but Adam Zion was, he said afterwards, he said he was stunned that he wasn't drafted. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they got both of those guys from Arizona, really excited. Very excited. He was good. Hustle. Caleb Martin.
Very athletic.
Caleb Martin. Big mistake.
He's very athletic.
Forget Caleb Martin, dude.
I mean, he ain't going to play right away.
We'll see.
No.
We'll see.
Dude.
Never know.
I'm just going with.
Never know.
Okay.
Got that body. It's ready to roll, Leroy.
Where's he going to start?
Oh, not start.
No, I'm saying, where is he going to start his season? Thank you. You're thinking about, you know.
Well, I'm sure he'll take some trips to Sioux Falls, aren't we? But Leroy, this guy is all over the place.
I got you.
Blocks, steals, follow-ups.
I didn't say that about Kendrick Nunn. That was Beast who brought up Kendrick Nunn out of the blue, and we all looked at him crazy.
But he started that year.
Yeah.
Telling you something about him. Anyway, that's the mixed
very
bag.
Athletic. Like, no, a very athletic wing, those aren't easy to come by.
No. Dennis Lopez is right, though, where he says Adam Simon is the GOAT. I got a scouting department. He's doing a hell of a job for the Miami Heat. And to have that opportunity yesterday, too, where, you know, they sit a lot of the guys, they don't play Khalil Ware. They do not play Pella Larsen. Cole Swider did not play. So who's going to take that opportunity? Boom. You got your answer. Keyshawn Johnson did. Poor Bronny, though. Oof. Alondis Williams did him dirty at the end of that game. Man. They showed the video, too, of LeBron James was, like, locked in. And I think it was, like, right as the game started and he got that layup. I wonder what LeBron thought after he got his ankle snatched at the end of that game.
So
Oof.